the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a possible hand grenade was found at a home in Middletown Sunday morning. Local police, along with the New Jersey State Police Bomb Squad, responded after a call was made shortly before 11 a.m., officials couldn't tell if the object was a threat, so they took it out of the house. After it was determined the area was safe, the authorities left. Police have still not said if the object was officially a grenade. State officials remind folks to bear-proof their trash and yards in time for the animals' active season.
Each fall, black bears eat plenty of food to prep for their denning season. DEP officials say this can bring bears closer to homes and into yards and campgrounds in search of an easy meal. To cut down on encounters, residents should secure trash and remove outdoor pet food bowls, easy-to-reach bird feeders, and residue from barbecue grills. Those in Northwest Jersey especially are urged to use certified bear-resistant garbage containers. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We just got out of a big sports weekend. If you are one of the many sports fans who loses sleep over your team's loss, you are not alone, according to a new study.
A recent survey by sports platform Wetten.com found that 26% of American sports fans lose sleep over their favorite team or athlete's performance, with most losing an average of 62 minutes of sleep. New Jersey fans top the list with an average of 91 minutes of post-game insomnia. North Carolina sports enthusiasts are sixth on the list at 78 minutes. Georgia fans ranked 14th in the study, losing sleep for 62 minutes on average. Virginia landed at 23rd with 53 minutes of sleeplessness, and South Carolina was fourth from the bottom with an average of 34 minutes of insomnia. Meanwhile, Utah fans only spent about 23 minutes staring at the ceiling before falling asleep. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
And New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms. Districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's greatest educational challenges, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen here on New Jersey 101.5. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will we get some late September sun tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have an evening shower in spots tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Low temperatures will be in the upper 50s. We'll have clouds and a few glimpses of sunshine for tomorrow. High temperatures right up around 70. Cloudy and mild tomorrow night. Can't rule out a shower. Lows will be in the lower 60s, but we'll have a better chance for some showers heading into Wednesday and Wednesday night. We'll be mainly cloudy and damp. High temperatures in the upper 60s Wednesday. We still could have a leftover shower to Thursday as it turns warmer. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Don't tell me. 63 degrees in Clark, 64 degrees in Middletown, 64 degrees in Atlantic City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And it's brought to you and yours by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan. Maple Leaf is having its annual fall fun fest with a corn maze, petting zoo, train rides, and more. Mums, $5 to $10. Hanging baskets, only $5.99. They are wholesale to the public. Visit Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, New Jersey. The prices are insane.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.